ever find yourself scrolling through a personal trainer's website and kind of like get sucked into their whole philosophy?
Oh, totally. It's like a window into their approach to fitness, right?
Exactly. And today we're doing a deep dive into a website for a trainer based in Oklahoma City, Sarah. I think there's a lot we can unpack about the industry trends just from her website alone.
Absolutely. I'm seeing more and more trainers moving away from that old school, like, gym rat image.
Yeah, it's refreshing. So Sarah's site, right off the bat, you see phrases like change their lives. Not just get in shape, but like real transformation.
Right. That definitely points to this larger trend in fitness. It's about more than just physical results. It's this whole holistic thing, mental, emotional well-being, the whole package.
Totally. And then she adds, and I love this, she wants to do it in the simplest and most realistic way possible. I feel like that's so key.
It's huge because, let's be real, we've all fallen for those crazy fad diets and unsustainable workout plans.
Ugh, tell me about it. I've done them all. It's like setting yourself up for failure.
Exactly. And you know, it's interesting. Sarah actually talks about her own struggles with fad diets on her site.
Oh, really? I like that she's being so honest.
Yeah. It shows she gets it. She understands the struggle and how important sustainable changes are.
Okay. So speaking of what Sarah offers, she's got this whole range of services from weight loss to virtual training to strength and endurance. Is this a common thing these days, having so many options?
It's becoming more and more common. I think it reflects how trainers are adapting to how busy people are. Like, take virtual training, for example. I know you're super busy. Would you ever do virtual training?
All the time. I mean, getting to the gym, it's a whole thing, you know?
Exactly. And a lot of people feel the same way. Virtual training makes it so much more accessible.
It's like having a trainer in your pocket.
Right. And what's cool about Sarah's approach is she emphasizes personalized plans for both training and diet, no matter what service you choose.
That's so important. I feel like that's where a lot of programs go wrong. It's one size fits all, and it just doesn't work.
It really doesn't. And, you know, on her website, there's this great testimonial from a client who was struggling with her diet. And Sarah helped her completely transform her relationship with food.
Wow. See, that's what I'm talking about. That personalized touch makes such a difference. Now, there's one more thing I wanted to touch on about Sarah's website. It's very clear that she's targeting a specific audience. Like, she owns the fact that her business is women-led. She even calls herself Oklahoma's #1 female personal trainer.
Interesting, right? I'm seeing a lot of businesses doing this niche down thing. What do you think about that?
Well, on the one hand, I get it. I think a lot of women, maybe they feel more comfortable working with another woman, especially when it comes to something as personal as fitness.
I agree. It can create a real sense of community, like you're working out with people who understand your experiences.
Right. But then does focusing so specifically on one group, does it limit you in a way?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's that balance between appealing to a specific audience mm-hmm. and potentially alienating others.
Right. It's a tough one.
Definitely something to consider.
So, okay, I feel like we've uncovered some really interesting things about the fitness industry just from looking at Sarah's website.
Absolutely. It's like a case study on how fitness is evolving.
So to recap, we're seeing a move toward a more holistic view of fitness, right? It's not just about the number on the scale anymore, but the overall well-being. And of course, personalized plans are super important.
Couldn't agree more. And let's not forget how technology, with things like virtual training, is making fitness more accessible.
And this whole idea of targeting your marketing, it's smart, but it's also kind of a double-edged sword, you know?
It is. And it makes you wonder, does focusing on certain images or language in fitness marketing, even if it's effective, influence how we define fit and healthy?
Yeah.
What do you think?
That's a great question. And it's something I hope all our listeners will ponder too.